This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About you.
And there is something about Zach Bond. Come on now.
Baby, come back.
Hey. Sing it, Hugh.
You can blame it all on me.
I've sang this a few times in my life.
I could tell. That felt
this
real.
This song speaks to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
You're going to apologize to Zach Bond by the
end
of the show.
I ain't apologizing.
As you try to, you know, you're greasing the skids for his exit.
See, I knew this was going to happen, man.
Greasing the skids.
I try to be clear and concise.
You know what? It didn't even hit me till now. You know what this is about, everyone, right?
Go ahead and say it, Joe. I know what you're about to say.
I mean, we joked about it in training camp with him. Then he went out and had an all-pro season. But the idea is, if he stays and he plays here another four years,
he's the new 53.
He's the 53.
I could care less.
No, because, wait, hold on. Right now, whenever we're out, or sometimes we have sit-ins, right? I think it was last week we had sit-ins, yeah. And they wore 53. Whenever someone is near us or just at the games, pregame, when I see 53, I assume they're wearing an old-school Hugh Douglas jersey.
No, it's a Bond jersey.
It'll be a Bond jersey.
No, and I'm happy for – you know what's funny? Even I got a Bond hoodie. A Bond hoodie. I'm a fan. I just look at it like this. When we have these conversations in the morning, And you ask me a question, I have to give you my honest opinion. And the question was basically, can we survive? Yes, I think we can.
Yeah, and I
would love to have him back, but I think we will be okay.
I know. We just like to play the amateur psychologist in here when it's about your place in Eagles history.
Yeah.
Kyle, I feel it. He knows 53. It's not his anymore.
He's threatened.
It's always selfish motivations with you. The Myles Garrett thing yesterday.
Yeah.
See?
He's plummeting down the all-time Eagles sack list.
Every time.
53.
Every time I try to bring logic to this station.
Mm-hmm.
I always get pulled into some little tay-to-tay.
With two childish individuals.
No, we just see what? Through things.
I'm not childish.
Are you kidding me?
I'm looking at a threesome.
We see through the nonsense. That's what it
childish.
Is.
Childish.
Well, no,
childish. I am the only grown-up. Well, I am the grown-up, but I'm the only grown-up that act like a grown-up here.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Excuse
I would have rode him until
I
he
act
told
like
me no.
Nah.
For the most part. They got thick,
really
hard. Early in the day,
we have an entire soundboard of non-grown-up things you've said.
A lot of girth.
That's on. You can now position yourself as a grown-up. All right.
Yes, every now and then.
I have evidence back
me.
Here.
Yeah, that's baloney.
When it suits the argument, yes, I can.
Yeah,
yes, I can.
Baloney. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Thursday, man.
Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm here. You there?
We're here, yeah. And we need to know what you feel about Zach Bond.
Let me tell you something, man. I am bonkers for Bond, all right? Howie, go get the checkbook out, but Howie's definitely going to sign him, all right? Listen, he is okay overpaying for talent. He told us that in a press conference. He did it last year with Saquon. When they feel like they need to, they will. So I think the overpayment for Bond isn't ridiculous because the overpayment isn't going to be as big as what maybe you would possibly do for some others. And he's only had that 1 year of success. He's clearly not a plug-and-play player that you could put into any defense. He's got to fit specifically into a scheme, which he literally fits perfectly into the scheme of Vic Fangio, which is going to limit – the team's bidding for his services, which is going to keep that price not over
you hope.
Crazy over the top. Yeah.
You hope.
I know.
Callers with sources.
He did pull this insider information on us earlier in the week.
But I'm saying, Chris,
we're still waiting, by the
way. Somebody might look at Zach, especially, you know, he got that hardware now, and say, you know, we want a leader on our team like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be willing to overpay for him. So you just, like, with free agency, you never know. Hell, I didn't think
you.
I was going to Jacksonville. But I did.
Heck, before you go on, Chris, we played that Mangini comp saying he reminded him of Vrabel back in the day. You know which team has the most cap space in the NFL? Mike Vrabel's New England Patriots. They sure could use some help on defense. I mean, like, I hope you're right. I'm just saying, once free agency opens, you never know if someone says, like, hey, Zach,
we need this
guy. We got cap room. Here's $18 million a year to come play linebacker, and then we're in trouble.
I hear you. One last thing, guys, that I have on this is the fact that it's what does Vic want? And if Vic Fangio wants him, and Hugh, you said this, he's looking, this was just the first level of this defense. He wants continued growth and to expand his defensive playbook. Bond gives him the ability to do that.
Totally
that's
agree.
Where I disagree with you. He is a complete major cog in that, and that's why I think he's going to stay, because it allows them to do more of what they want to do and expand upon that, and that's where they're going to bring him back. And guys, I'm going to leave you out in the door with this. I want Bond back. B-I-U-N! Bring back Bond, baby!
Chris, good
I like
phone
that.
Call.
That
I didn't know where we were going.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah,
when like, I heard
yeah.
B, I was like, oh, okay.
And was thrown
but
off
when,
the
when I heard him like revving up, I was like, all right, we could do an Eagles chant. It's been a couple weeks.
I like the idea of just whatever the word is, just do it in the form of an Eagles chant.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
And it comes off strong.
Yeah, well, as we get to some names that are a little harder to spell than Bond, those could get interesting.
Oh, that would be a disaster for
yeah,
these
too
fans,
many yeah. R's or T's and Garrett. Yeah, we'll get there pretty soon. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's going
Will?
On, man?
All right. I just, you know, I like Zach, man. He just like what you said, he took the opportunity. When it knocked, he came rushing through. And I think he earned the payday, right? I just think, like, if we really look at the success, like you said also, Hugh, that front four. So you got to pay at least two of them guys. You dig what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. I'm with you.
Right, because, like, the whole thing is, right, that's what got us here. Because that push that we had and getting to the quarterback, man, that's what really got – that was our real success. And if a lot of teams couldn't stop it. So I would say get them guys the money first. And then Zach Bond, I think he want to stay anyway, man.
I do, too.
Make him a nice offer, or at least meet him – right where he needs to
be. A respectable offer. Real respectable, yes. I totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah, I won't overpay him, though, but you know what I'm saying? But I think if he stayed, that'll be a big plus. And like I said, just pay them other two guys, man, that you know made an impact. And let's rock and roll. Let's bring another Super Bowl back.
Well, baby. That's the whole goal. And look, Will, look, they're going to be, and when we preach to the call, they're going to be a good team if Bond's here or not. But but when I say survive, I mean championship level team. And part of the reason their defense was so great this year is they found this guy. They helped make him what he was. But man, like I think to the linebackers to start of next season, if we're dealing with no Bond, N'Kobe's still in recovery, and it's Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in year two, and some guy, some free agent, right? The Owen Burks or Zach Cunningham, like those ilk. That feels like it's going to be challenging for the defense to play their best football. But let's hear from Zach Bond. End of the season, as the playoffs were going on, he talked about his future and the reality of maybe coming back here.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know what it's going to look like, honestly. My goal every time is to play the best football I can. And hopefully it's here. I love this place, and I really appreciate what they've done for my career and my family and just everything. So got a lot of options to weigh and a lot of stuff to think about.
Well, that last part is interesting to me. Got a lot of options to weigh. Because
see, that's what I'm saying. He's looking at – because here's the thing that I feel is going on with Zach Bond. Zach Bond and his family know, young family, that he's in a position, what, 26 years old, 28?
28.
28 years old. he has to maximize his dollars. This is it for him, probably. This is probably going to be the biggest deal that he sees. Yep. So he's weighing that against being in a good defense, playing well, and playing on a team that he just won a Super Bowl with. That's a lot. Now, like I said, I would love for him to be here, but they're probably, and his agent's probably telling him, you know, hey, man, this is your last big bite at the apple. You know, this is your Coupe de Gracie moment. This is where you get a chance to make a whole, really, like, what the hell is Coupe de Gracie? Coup d'etat.
I just let it go at this point. I mean,
but
he's speaking here.
This is your moment. So he might want to go out and he might want to try to squeeze him for every dollar
and
that
he
can.
I wouldn't blame him if he does.
Or he could stay here. Like, to me, it's a win-win because I feel like this, and he might not feel like this. Being here in Philadelphia and playing for this team, if he stayed, he's going to get everything and then some as far as financially what he wants mm-hmm. if he stays here. Mm-hmm. He might not want that. He might not. And you know, when you talk about, you know, other teams and what they're willing to give him, he might want to go get the right now money. He might want to do that.
Well, I understand that. And I wouldn't blame him if he does want to go get the money and he does take the biggest check. And if it's not from the Eagles, he leaves. I'm not going to be mad at him. This is on the Eagles to make this work. And look, I'm not trying to say he's as great of a player or an athlete. But if you just look at what they each did this year.
Oh, contributions are phenomenal. No question.
I'm just saying, like, of the Eagles made three big signings, I believe, they made three signings on day one of free agency last year. Forget Bryce Huff. Let's just put him to the side.
Mm-hmm.
They signed Zach Bond and they signed Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
They were both first team all pro. They were both finalists for the player of the year on their side of the ball. Like, I know he's not as good as Saquon. I'm not trying to say that. But could you imagine if Saquon was on a 1-year deal and we were like, well, they'll be all right without him? People would riot. Like, now, but Bond on his side of the ball was almost as decorated this year as Saquon. He made all pro first team and he was fifth in defensive player of the year. Saquon, I know, won his award. But that's. They were both really impactful.
No, they were, but I look at the Saquon situation totally different than look at the Zach Bond. Saquon was a guy that got drafted higher and had a lot of potential coming into this
thing. I understand
that.
Yeah, and now he's
realized potential. Zach Bond is a pleasant surprise. Zach Bond's a guy that, honestly, when we saw, hey, he's going to come in here and he's going to contribute. But we didn't know. And initially, Joe, we thought he was going to be a special teams player.
Yeah, and then
he emerged as a starter.
Yep. Can I also use the, like, you made the point that Zach Bond benefited from who was around him.
Mm-hmm.
So did Saquon Barkley. I mean, like, I'm, again, this is not about him being
better
than Barkley, but everyone here would literally lose their mind if Barkley was on a 1-year deal and we were like, well, what if he leaves? Bond wasn't that far behind as an individual player this season we just watched.
I will say this, and when I make these decisions, it's because I'm thinking of financially. But Saquon Barkley, I would say he had a tremendous season here with the Eagles, but Saquon Barkley was a first-round draft pick, and he probably could have went to the other teams that wanted him and still had a good year.
He was more destined for greatness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Probably wouldn't have went to the Super Bowl and all this other stuff, but he would have still had a good year.
Well, I'm sure.
Doesn't this all illustrate just like how rare and how big of a come up the Zach Bond signing was? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to use an extreme example, but I think it's the same logic that we can apply here. Like, the fact that we say, well, we did it once, we'll do it again. Jalen Carter dropped to the Eagles at all the way to pick 9, mm-hmm. right? And that was, you know, that should not have happened. Would we say, well, we don't need to re-sign Jalen Carter. We'll just, somebody else, great. We'll just drop to the Eagles again. Well,
it's not the same.
Well, it is. Like, if you're saying, if you're banking off of a rare thing happening again, it's the same exact thing.
No, it's not.
Jalen Hurts in the second round. Well, we'll just let Jalen go. We'll get another quarterback in the second round. We did it before.
If Jalen Carter would have not gotten in all that trouble that he got into, we would have no shot at having him.
Well, if Zach Bond didn't suck for the whole first part of his career, then we wouldn't have.
When was Zach Bond drafted?
Third or fourth round.
But he
mid-round
was,
pick.
You know what Zach Bond is? A diamond in the rough.
Of course.
Somebody drafted him, didn't know what to do with him, stuck him on special teams.
The point is how rare it is for that to have, like, befallen us.
I don't think it's that rare. You know what that is? To me, you know what it is?
You don't think the Zach Bond thing was rare?
No, you know what to me that is? That's coaching. That is coach. Like, this is the thing. And I think that we're 1 year removed from not realizing how much coaches matter. And I think that's where we're all clouded.
Well, I could say Hurts is coaching too. We got a quarterback in the second round, coached him up to be a Super Bowl MVP.
All over the place. Let's stay on the defensive side of the ball for 2 seconds.
Well, because I'm not focusing on the caliber of player. I'm focusing on how rare it is to get the most out of something that shouldn't have happened.
N'Kobe Dean was here, and granted he was hurt. He had his best season until he got hurt. Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean playing together had their best seasons before that they've ever had before. Oren Burks went out there and he played extremely well under the circumstance because we were all worried about him. Guess what we didn't have to worry about when he got out there? Him. You know why? Because of coaching.
But this is rare.
This doesn't just happen every year. But we have coaches. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
But can they replicate the impact? Can someone replicate? He had forced a turnover in every playoff game.
Joe,
that's amazing.
This is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. The way that this defense played this year, they were ahead of the curve. They were extreme. They were way ahead of the curve than any other defense that I've ever seen in ever. So you can't tell me if you go out there and you get the personnel that you handpick that could come in and play the way that you want them to play, that you can't replicate this? I don't believe that.
So earlier,
I do not believe that.
Well, now they might, but it might take time. To win the Super Bowl next year, I think they need that.
They went from 30th to 1.
I know.
That's because
of the personnel and the coaching that they had.
So the coaching changed.
And you're going to let the personnel go?
Well, the coaching changed a lot. That's a huge part. But they did have some of these same personnel, and they sucked. Yeah. Like, Jalen Carter is an amazing football player. He was part of the 30th-ranked defense. Like, he can't do it alone. He needs help. So we mentioned the cut earlier with Mangini talking about Bruce Vrabel, right? And he kind of comped Bond might be Vrabel, where you find him, he was special teamer, and then he's a building block. Like, the Patriots did, Hugh, what you're talking about. They let guys go, right? It was the team, it was the system, it was the coaching more than it was any individual, and they would move off people. But you know what else the Patriots did during that time?
What's that?
They picked 7 or 8 guys that stayed a while, right? Brady stayed for 20 years, but they had their Brewskis, they had their Vrabels, then it became the Gronkowskis. I'm looking at the Eagles, like, you know what they have to decide the next 2 weeks? Is Bond a building block or is he just a guy? Because
that's what we talk about.
They've already told us who their building blocks are. Look at the money. Mailata is a building block. Dickerson, Lane, AJ, Devontae, Jalen. They've already told us those are building blocks. On the defensive side, we imagine it's going to be Carter. Mm-hmm. But the question they have, the more pressing one, is Bond a building block? Because if they believe he is, and I think he is, then go pay him.
I also think we're over. Like, look, Vic Fangio did a phenomenal job. Vic Fangio has been in the league a long time. This was his best defense. You need talent. Good coaches need talent to win. If you look back at Vic Fangio's career with the Dolphins, with the Bears, with the Broncos, there's a lot of middle-of-the-pack defenses in there because they didn't have talent. Vic Fangio still needs talent to succeed.
Can I tell you something that normally how the NFL goes when stuff like this happens, and I know I mentioned it earlier. Normally, when you have a phenomenal talent like that, you don't allow them to get to free agency. That's a fact. That's a fact. Because you know in free agency that you're taking a chance of them potentially going somewhere else. You're taking that chance. The Eagles, by not even offering him a contract, let you know that they're willing, as well as he played, as many accolades as he got this year, they let you know that they're willing to move on from Zach Bond. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, whether or not you agree with that, that's on you. But you don't let, if they felt that strongly about him, that he was irreplaceable, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Well, they made the wrong move before.
I do agree with you on this. Anytime a team lets a player get to the open market, they've already, at least part of them, assumes they could leave. This is
chess. This ain't checkers, dog. They've already decided on what potentially could happen if he leaves.
I'm so tired of chess, not checkers.
But it's the truth.
Teams make the wrong decision all the time.
I do agree with Kyle, too. You're right.
We're going to use golf then because it's almost golf season.
It is almost golf. You playing?
We're playing? No. I got my clubs too, though.
How are they?
I didn't. You know what, Joe? The bag's so rickety. I didn't even open them up. I threw the shoes away though, because I ain't nobody playing.
I mean, listen, the three of us are going to be down in Clearwater in a few weeks. You want to go play some golf?
You know what? I have a driver that I haven't seen in a while. I have a driver. I'll bring my driver.
Plus, as everyone knows, you have golf outfits.
I got them now.
Oh, do you?
I got a bunch of nice little polos and some golf pants. What you talking about? I got my clothes.
The last time we saw you on the lake, you were wearing a sweatsuit.
Yeah, and everybody was. They didn't say it to my face, though. They said it behind my back.
But they were snickering when you walked away.
They were definitely snickering.
Yeah, they were talking about you. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Huge old Kyle, what's up?
Hey, Terrence, what are you thinking today?
Who am I, guys? Hi, Zach, how you doing, man? What do you do today? I talked to Nick and I talked to Jeffrey. Man, we decided to let you hit the open market and see how much you can get. You promise you'll come back and let us know what you're going to do, right? Who am I?
It's the Giants.
Are you Joe Shane? Are you Joe Shane?
I'm so thankful that we have Howie Roseman. And I hope you don't pull that with Zach Vaughn, man, because I feel like we got to keep Zach Vaughn. And I know what he was saying about the money spending and everything, but I think Howie's going to learn from 2022 when we let T.J. Edwards go, we let all them guys go from that Super Bowl team. And the linebackers, sometimes they don't cut it and they don't fit the scheme. You know, everybody in here, like I think, Joe, you were saying it a couple minutes ago, everybody's not going to come here and fit the scheme. Everybody's not going to be able to play like other players play. And it's not a hit or miss that these guys are going to be coming. We're at a point where we can lose all four of these guys because they all got a ring, right?
Yep.
And they all can say, I want to choose the money. So that's why the point you guys were talking about yesterday with Garrett, that's why that is kind of a huge deal in an instance, because with all four of those guys walk, and that's a whole lot of talent off of that defensive line and offensive line. So, to me, I think Zach Vaughn, man, he's a defensive player of the year candidate. You got to keep him in the building, man, because linebackers these days, you know, they don't fall from the tree. You don't see that many good linebackers in the NFL. We know that 49ers got good linebackers at Baltimore Ravens, yep. But there's not that many.
Well, and the Eagles, Terrence, we know have struggled at that position. They struggle to draft them. They struggle to keep them.
Yeah.
They struggle. You know, I trust them way more. Terrence, good phone call. I trust them way more. If Mekhi Becton gets paid a lot next week or 2 weeks from now, to find the next right guard. I mean, it might be Tyler Steen. It might be Trevor Keegan. They could probably find a new Becton, a guy that was a first-round pick and maybe fell off. I just trust them more to do that. Linebacker has been hit or miss. They've had some good ones. I mean, Jordan Hicks was good when he wasn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Nigel Bradham was good. You know, they've had some good players there. And then, obviously, you know, White and T.J. Edwards developed into a nice player. But it feels like it goes in peaks and valleys. Like, I could see, Hugh, it wouldn't shock me if they found another Bond. But I also wouldn't be surprised if we go to next year and they find some guy and they say, well, this is like Juan again, and he stinks. I mean,
it's a hit or miss proposition. But the bottom line is this. They're comfortable. The team is comfortable moving on from Zach Baum by what they've shown you thus far.
I agree with that. I'm not comfortable. 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles survive as a Super Bowl defense without Zach Baum? I don't think so. I need him back. I'd be willing to overpay. Hugh thinks they could survive. Where do you come down? We'll keep the conversation going with you on the phone lines. Plus, Rhea's take on it as she joins us next in studio. We got a lot to get to, Rhea, including a major Sixers announcement. And someone she works with committed a crime against humanity. I mean, HR might be on the horn here. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything from the conference clashes, the tournament upsets, and even who's cutting down the nets. There's a lot of teams out there I like this year. Auburn, Duke leading the way, but the Big Ten's got some good teams. Michigan, Michigan State, Maryland. That was a great game last night with a buzzer beater. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and get in on the College Hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94.